Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the Pokemon Show for the month of July, 2017.
Yay!
Yeah. July. So, we don't have a game that we're talking about. Well, we do have a game, because Pokemon Go is a game.
Is it a game?
And there's a big update, so probably spend a lot of time on that. We don't have a Who's That Pokemon or a ranking this week, but, you know, we're going to see how we're doing on the time, and if we feel like...
You guys can budget me for about 45 minutes on okay. Magikarp Jump, right?
Good, yes, absolutely.
Oh my god.
Have you been playing more Magikarp Jump? Is that showing some longevity?
I could talk for like 5 minutes about it. Because I think when I gave a very fresh impression of it, because I'd only played it for a little bit. So
right.
I can prod a little more about it.
Okay.
Describe it with some more fun. Right now?
Yeah.
Right now? Oh my god, I put me on the spot. Okay, I mean, so...
It's completely unrelated.
No, it's a fun little novelty of a game, and it's clearly making fun of itself. It actually has kind of a funny sense of humor, and it plays on a lot of classic jokes, because you get kind of the same thing. And that's the idea of the game is, right, Magikarp is worthless and shitty.
Right.
But people in this world like to train them and make them jump, and we're talking, like, I'm on the fifth gym badge now, I think, the fifth gym badge, and he's currently jumping, like, 200 meters in the air.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they when they land, they just like literally make like an outline of their body, cartoon style.
Yeah,
like Chuck Jones style, where it's like he goes to 8 feet into the ground.
I'm going to download it right now.
They are so derpy. It's so great. And yeah, like they have this amazing look where it's like they're just constantly like flopping around and they never blink. So like when random events happen and like the exclamation point appears above its head, it's like its eyeballs are jutted up and its mouth is open in awe. It's like anything can happen and this thing is loving it. I think the fun part about it is, you know, it's not just like the leveling of it, I guess, and training Magikarp. Because you go through generations. I think I'm on like maybe the 20th generation now. By the way, you can build them up and throw them away really, really quick. Some of the more fun things that you can do in the game, like if you, because you fish just like you fish in the game for a Magikarp, and you kind of just have varying, they even call them like good, you get the old rod and then the so-so old rod, and I'm currently on the good old rod,
okay.
Even though there is a good rod.
So there's more rods than there would be in the standard game.
Yeah, and really what you're getting out of them is patterns, essentially, different kinds of patterns for different Pokemon, or for different Magikarps. And your incentive is like if you just draw one and like it's just a normal like Magikarp and you don't give a shit about it, when it's in its essentially its own little fish tank where you're supposed to kind of like feed it stuff and level it, you can, if you just tap up around the water enough, like do it for maybe 30 seconds, then a Pidgeotto will kind of swoop in for a second and then go away. And if you keep doing it, the Pidgeotto will come in and eat the Magikarp. And it's just sort of a quick, easy way to start over if you don't want that one. So rather than like throwing them back for special stuff.
Right, you get to send this into death.
Oh, and you get to nickname them. Like,
I just thought this really weird. It asked me, what year were you born?
Yeah.
Well, my birth year, 1988. It's like, what was your month? August. And then it popped up, is this what you want to put? You cannot change this later.
You
like,
can never change
your
birthday.
Yeah, it's my fucking birthday. What's the problem? I don't... Like, I got really nervous. It's like, do I want to go with that? Like,
Well, the game is, a lot of it is built around astrological symbols.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
You're going to learn Enochian, which is, of course, the ancient language the angels speak.
Merkarp.
Just so you know.
So now Merkarp is talking to me about Hoppy Town.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. Well... So how do... It's a free download. I've heard that they monetize it, but it's also very tongue-in-cheek. Like,
not
the way
really.
They're like...
I mean, they did monetize it. You can buy stuff. And the things that you can buy are basically, like, more trainer passes. Like, I guess... I'm at the point now where I can basically max level something on about 13 training sessions, and they refresh every 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that means, basically, in 5 hours, I can max out a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a Magikarp, however I want. You know, it's just, it's, unless you're, like, really going to play this game until, like, the 7th gym badge and you need to be up to, like, level 60 or something, it ain't, you're not going to need, I don't feel like you're going to need to spend money on this game.
Does it seem like it's, like, an 8 gym badge? Like, what, is there an end to the game, or do you think it just, like, keeps on going? Like, do they add more content?
I guess they could. This game seems so, so casual. This game seems beyond casual. Like, this is not... the sort of thing that you're expected to clock a lot of time in.
Okay.
I mean, there are fun little things, like there's a television in your room, and if you start in your room in your fish tank area, they give you this little fish tank for you every metro. And if you start
to decorate the fish tank,
yeah,
oh nice,
and change the backgrounds and add more Pokemon that do things.
Huh.
So like Meowth will give you a little bit of cash to upgrade some stuff.
And Meowth lives in the fish tank with?
He is on the shoreline, kind of watching the fish tank. There's a couple that are found in the fish tank that do special events. Manaphy will swim by, and when he swims by, if you tap him, then this whole flood of Corsola goes across the screen.
Oh.
And if you can tap them fast enough, they drop these berries. And the berries are the berries in the game. So if you eat the berries, you get experience. You do the training sessions, which is actually a ton like the 6th generation training bag thing where you punch it.
Yeah.
They made a bunch of fun little mini games where it's like you gotta push a boulder, the actual boulder, the Pokemon.
Right.
Apparently, I didn't even realize it until I saw somebody do it online. Every Magikarp is holding an Everstone.
Hmm.
So, when you're just like, okay, well, I never even thought about it. Like, it gets to level 20 and it doesn't evolve or anything. And it's like, why is that? It's holding an Everstone. And if you sit there and tap it long enough, you break the Everstone. And if you then level him up, once he is past, like, from level 19 to level 20, if you've broken his Everstone, he will evolve into a Gyarados. And then the professor guy shows up and is like, well, that's great that you did that. I'm going to take this from you now.
Thanks for the Gyarados, asshole.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's another way to just quickly throw away a Pokemon you don't want.
Gotcha.
Pretty goofy watch.
Oh, yeah. The thing with the TV, I brought up the TV.
Yeah.
If you mess around with the TV, it goes to static eventually, and you're like, okay, that was weird. And then you'll play through some stuff, and then after the end of your first training session, a creepy little girl will appear, like, from the ring, and, like, just tell you something weird, and then leave.
Okay.
And as far as I know, that's where it stops. Like, I don't know what else goes on there, but it's funny.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's kind of a fun little... I feel like, if anything, this could be a fun, like... set of games. This could be one of like 8 different fun mini games that you could build around different Pokemon.
Hmm.
It's just that Magikarp is so lovably inept.
Right.
That,
right.
You know, it's kind of fun.
Wouldn't quite be the same if it was like Quillfish.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what other you could do. You could do like a Diglett, or not,
this?
Like a Diglett presser game where he like comes out of the hole and you gotta tap him.
Sure.
I don't know, I'm just.
Or like a, Lanoon Lemmings kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Or who's a better meerkat Pokemon? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fun to goof around with every once in a while. Like, it's the single most casual thing that I have ever seen from a Pokemon game.
Hmm.
And it's kind of cute. You might enjoy it.
Well,
it looks like animal cruelty. I mean, you just get these fish and you throw them on the ground and they're just like...
Is it worse than making them fight each other?
Die.
This is glorified dog fighting. It's dog fighting where the animal is smart enough for you to make it
like
think you love it.
He's suffocating right now. He's a freaking fish, man.
I mean, sure, your dog Sherlock has got the mentality of, like, I don't know, just something that's mildly retarded.
Yeah, like, no question.
Yeah. But then these Pokemon, they seem kind of smart.
At times.
Meowth can talk.
Yes, Meowth can talk.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine that? It's like, hey, Meowth, I really care for you. You're such a great friend. Now fight to the death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they understand concepts like love and friendship. Like, dogs are just codependent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're psychologically broken into thinking that they like you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like Pokemon, they can be like these mythical creatures, too, that have a lot of intelligence. Like, Ninetales lives for a thousand years or some shit like that.
Yeah, you never see a dog question if you're strong enough to own it.
Right. Right. Let me see your trinkets, sir. And then I will sit.
It's like, no, I will not cause an earthquake.
Instead, I'm going to rest. You know why? Because you have only beaten 4 gems, sir.
I'm going to jerk off. Isn't that one you know?
Yeah, that's the other one, yeah. All right, well... Let's move over to Pokemon Go, because there's been quite a bit going on with Pokemon Go, but let's start...
Again, I find that we're always, like, if we do a podcast about something, it means that in 5 days, something amazing is going to happen.
Right.
Sure, saved for this podcast.
Right. So, the last Pokemon show we did, we talked a little bit about Pokemon Go, but then right after that, there's the Fire and Ice event, which they actually extended for, like, what, 2 days?
Yeah.
Because, like, because that was really cool. We,
I'm sure they're watching their traffic, like, skyrocket when they do these little mini events.
Yeah, which, it was really cool, especially living in Orlando, because you don't really see a whole lot of Fire and Ice types.
And that's exactly true.
I caught a ton. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. I think I probably got, just from all of the random catching, I probably added maybe 6 more entries into my Pokedex because of it. Just things that, like you said, you don't see them. Like, we just don't see, but maybe there's places where you find a lot of Vulpix. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of Vulpix. I certainly don't see. I got my very first Ponyta because of this event. Mm-hmm. And I now have a Rapidash.
I had a Ponyta and a Rapidash already, but I still caught a ton of them. I got lucky with a couple of egg hatches there.
Yeah.
I think I saw one Ponyta out in the wild.
Oh, like Seal? I had very few Seal. Mm-hmm. Swinubs. I got stocked up on Swinubs.
Yeah, those are tons of those around.
Yeah, even Charmanders. Getting a lot of Charmanders. I'm really close to Typhlosion now.
I caught, I didn't really see a whole lot of Charmanders, but I saw a ton of Cyndaquil.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so, that's where I got a lot of Cyndaquil too, so. That's pretty cool, yeah.
Shellder was popping up here and there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a few Shellder. I did not see a single, like, Magby or Magmar.
No,
I feel like that was left out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Lapras, I saw
Houndour.
Tons of Houndours.
Yeah,
I saw a few of them. So that was cool. I like that they did that, and I hope that they keep this up. I think it is really fun, and it's a good incentive. And the crazy thing was the experience. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just your standard issue catch was netting you maybe 300-400 experience.
Yeah,
which, when your default's like 100.
Still didn't level up. Still muddling around at level 27.
Yeah, I guess I'm finally ahead of you. I'm really close to level 29.
Nice.
Maybe like 90% of the way to 29.
But,
so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I probably burned through 250 Pokeballs of the different varieties. I just caught a ton of shit. It was really great. And I got really close to just dropping a few bucks. I will at some point just drop a few bucks to expand the size of my decks and how many items I can carry. Because, even though, like,
that is kind of a bottleneck for me too, where it's like I'm kind of at max item, but then I look at the items I have, and it's like I've got 100 revives and 100 max potions, so I don't need any of that shit anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And I've got 100 Pokeballs, but then I've only got like 8 Ultra Balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I burned through a ton of Ultra Balls in this during this event, but.
I also ran down all my pin apps and most of my Razzes.
Yep, those were all gone. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where I gave up on fighting gyms entirely, so I would always just discard all of my potions and revives. So I was pretty well stocked on all these different types of Pokeballs, but still, like, when I see a Charmander and it's like up at like CP 600, like, okay, this is gonna be a pain in the ass.
Oh, totally.
Raspberry Ultra Balls, because I don't have time to dick around here.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I was able to evolve a Houndour. I'm a little bit short there.
I actually caught a Houndoom straight up.
Oh, nice.
Which was cool.
Cool.
This was when I was basically using the online radar hunting stuff.
Is that still like available to use, or do they squash that again?
I haven't honestly used it since they did a patch. I figure if anything, the patch made it that whoever is in charge of it probably had to redo some stuff because that really did shake up the whole dynamic of the game.
Yeah, they do seem to think that it's more balanced or more fair when no one can use those type of things. I really don't care one way or the other. Like,
the guy expanded to Daytona. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, he had Orlando, and then he did Daytona. So I figure, you know, either this is just a whole branching. And maybe this is regional. I don't know. Maybe if I typed in freaking Atlanta Pokemon, whatever the hell the website is.
Garbodor.com.
Yeah.
It'd just be a bunch of Garbodor in Atlanta.
Oh, that's not very nice. But probably, yeah.
We're going to offend all of our listeners in Atlanta.
Yeah, all yeah.
But
I'm okay with it, though. You don't want the hot Atlanta types listening.
So, like, I don't really think that it gives anyone an unfair advantage, like, over the, like, you know, you can play this game just kind of casually and catch the things you encounter, or if you choose, you can use these little assist tools, and who cares?
Like, yeah, I really do not see any problem with that. If anything, I wish that it's something that Niantic had a better handle on, and maybe allowing us to do these things. Maybe we would like to make a 10-mile excursion for the sake of catching something really fucking crazy that we've always wanted.
You know, it would be kind of cool if they actually used the Pokedex in that sort of fashion. Like you can do in the games, like if you have a Pokedex entry, you can check its area. And maybe, since it uses Google Maps, maybe you can send it like a little ping. Like, hey, I want to see if there are any Charmanders anywhere within this, I don't know, 10-kilometer radius.
Well,
something like
that.
I mean,
this is also something that we have complained about the game for generation after generation, how they're constantly hiding stats from us. They're hiding mechanics from us that they don't just explain outright.
Yeah.
Like, think of how many times you've read a shitty, like, ability where it's just like, this kind of does something, and then you look it up, and it's like, this has a 15% chance of increasing this thing by 1.5% under this condition. And it's like,
right.
Whoa! You could have told me any of this information. And it's just like, this thing happens every once in a while.
Swarm, it powers up bug moves in a pinch.
In a pinch!
Okay.
Yeah, it's
not
accurate. Thanks. Or it's like, just IVs, EVs, these weird things that they're finally starting to show us, and they don't just outright tell us this.
I think that when it comes to things like EVs and IVs, I understand why they, like, I think it is a good thing that they are a bit more, they're not quite as inscrutable as they used to be. But I can understand why they would have them, like, hidden away, because it really just was a way, it wasn't really, intended.
Do you want a 10-year-old to have to worry about that shit?
Right. Like, I think that it became something that people discovered and started to exploit is the wrong word, because they're not, like, cheating. The system isn't being gamed here. But they're starting to utilize when the competitive scene really grew. And especially like in the fourth generation when like online entered the series. Mm. And could get more competitive there. So you're able to customize these Pokemon to be better fit for competition. I don't think it's not necessary to play through the game.
I mean, like, I feel like every time I build a Pokemon, it's a Pokemon that I might play 10 years from now.
Sure. Yeah,
because I don't plan on abandoning this series for any reason unless they truly make some shitty games.
And the Pokemon Bank really helps to future-proof that, which maybe that's sort of a reason.
So maybe
why it's
Go ahead. Sorry.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's starting to become a more mechanic at the forefront of the series. I mean, it's still not like you don't get the tutorial about how to maximize EVs or how to breed Pokemon for your best possible IVs. In the series. I mean, still, you know, there's some tricks you can use to pass these things down.
Yeah.
And Professor Oak doesn't give you a call and say, hey, this is how you do this.
But it is as good a thing as making the preferred stat of the nature red and the weakened one blue. Like, that's just great.
Yeah.
You can just look at it and it makes sense.
And what the Pokemon Bank does is it then gives you this thing like, hey, you can work on this thing and stash it for a different playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or...
Because, honestly, I'm at the point in my... Like, when I play these games, like, I'll just catch, breed, I'll make 10 of them, and then play with the one that I like the most.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that. It's not like I need the first one I catch for my grass patch. I'll take an extra 30 minutes and actually try to make some.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's for people like us that play this game religiously, so...
Yeah, well, you know, I decided a few months back, and I haven't really tinkered with them in a little while, but I really wanted to make an awesome bug team.
Yeah,
so
you showed me some of your kind of dream teams, your specs.
And by awesome bug team, I wanted to use really shitty bugs and make a team out of them.
Yeah.
So I started just breeding a bunch of ladybugs.
Baton passes into...
Yeah, just like everyone like doing stat buffs and baton passes all over the place.
Yeah.
But... And it ended up being this really fun mechanic. And, you know, I ended up sinking a lot of time into it for some that hasn't really come into fruition yet.
Yeah.
But, like, going through, like, figuring out how breeding works and what held items I can give certain Pokemon to pass down certain inherited values. And...
Well, like, I just remember the first time I got, like I got my first Phanpy that I was able to put Playrough and Fissure on, and I was just like, This is great. This is just great. You know, it's just like, there are some really clever ways that you can make really, like, off-the-rails versions of Pokemon that I think is, again, for people like us that play this game a long time and realize that we can, you know, breed special moves and abilities and all sorts of crazy stuff that the casual fan probably doesn't get a chance to. They just get their fan fee out of the freaking grass patch and go.
And then you don't even need to know it. Like, you can still have fun playing through the regular narrative progression of the game and never have to think about any of this.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pokemon Go has none of this.
Yeah, we tangented that pretty hard. So yeah, so we haven't even addressed the fact that there has been a massive new patch.
Right.
We're still talking about the Fire and Ice.
But before we close the book on the Fire and Ice, because I don't really have anything else to say about that. Like, do you have like a certain type you'd like to see them do an event for next?
Fighting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly my choice.
The problem is that there's just not enough of a bench for fighting type, is there, at this point? As of the second gen, basically have...
Gens 1 and 2, you get...
Gens 1's got a few. You got, like, Machop, you've got Mankey, right?
Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan.
Tyogre is a second gen.
Yeah. And Hitmontop.
Hitmontop,
into the
of course.
Mix as well. Yeah. Oh, Wes, help us out. What are the other fighting types for Gens 1 and 2? Fighting types for Gen 1 and 2.
Hitmonchamp. There was Hitmon...
yeah, we have the Hitmons.
There
Mankey.
Was Primeape and Mankey. There was...
Machop.
That might be all of them.
That's not
might
all
be.
Of them.
I mean, I guess we could use the internet. I don't know.
We don't have a Pokemon quiz this time, so I might as well actually think.
Anyway, but yeah, fighting type would be a great new event because it's one of the types is a pretty glaring weakness. Electric might be kind of cool as well because I still don't have a Voltorb.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the biggest gap in my decks are fighting types.
I turned Pokemon Go on today for the first time in forever because where I am work wise, there's no Pokemon stops near me.
Right.
So I just don't see Pokemon. But I was at Tiamat Flats.
Genuinely
want to
play.
Oh yeah. I was at Tiamat Flats today. I was like, let's see. There's Pokestop. Oh, there's a ride on nearby.
Oh,
nice. That's a mile down the road in the other direction. So fucking.
So did you take a walk and go get it?
No, it was too far. I had to get back to work. So that's my experience with Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that they are still doing a very, very good job of keeping their claws in me on this.
Yeah.
So that's great. I don't know. I feel like there's other... I mean, they knocked out the grass types. That makes sense. They did Fire and Ice, which made a nice pairing together.
They did Water, didn't they?
Did they
do a Water one?
Maybe.
It might have been hard to notice around here. They did Rock.
I got a ton of... Yeah, I was going to say the Rhydons.
Yeah.
I forget what else. I guess it was Rhydons and Onix and all that.
I really didn't catch a whole lot of Onix. I didn't
really
catch much of anything.
Halloween time, they did the ghost thing. Which
oh, that's cool. Right. Yeah, that was a cool one.
I feel like they just need to have a theme around it. Mm. I think maybe... I don't know what you would theme it around, but bugs?
Sure.
The game's got a million billion bugs.
Yeah.
So I'd be thrilled to just basically have a million Heracross to gather. Because Heracross has close combat. I mean, I think it has a bunch of fighting moves, but...
It's a bug fighting type.
But yeah, like, the thing that I've been hauling around this whole time, like, literally for months now, is just my Machop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to get the Machamp. They are apparently about the best thing in the game at taking down Blissey's.
Mm-hmm.
Which are still bitches. They still suck.
During this Fire and Ice event, I did finally... I was finally able to evolve my Sandshrew into a Sandslash.
Nice.
So I got that Dex thing. I think I stuck a Squirtle as my buddy, even though I haven't really played since the event. Because Squirtle, I'm about 12 candies from being able to take a Squirtle all the way up to a Blastoise.
They did a starter event.
Yeah.
I remember they did a starter event a while ago. That's how I got... I'm like in the high 80s on candies, but a shitty Wartortle. So I'm just going to evolve it. I mean, like, well, how was your Blastoise? Did you, like, is it strong at all?
Yeah.
Useful?
Yeah, it's an amazing Squirtle, which is great, because I don't fight
it's
with
it. It's the biggest Squirtle I've ever seen! Look at it! It's fucking fat as hell!
Look at the size of his tank!
Jesus Christ, oh my god! Keep that out of the locker room!
So...
Dude, I said I'm about time to crack.
Do we want to talk about the patch, the big update?
Oh, this is I feel like this is the preamble to the main show here.
Yeah,
some shit's going down.
So this is gonna be a Pokemon Go podcast.
Yeah, essentially that's what it's turning into.
Because I did find an interesting quiz.
We're going
to do it later.
Some of those are pretty good.
I'm doing an Aorus run through. I did have some stuff I was gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah,
but
let's go through the Pokemon Go update. Because they changed a bunch of stuff.
Eevee I caught earlier, because I've been wanting to make another Umbreon,
yeah?
But I have, I've only had these shitty Eevees. I'm like, I'm not wasting an Umbreon evolution on crap Eevees.
By the way, that was nice. Niantic did us a solid there by letting us just basically immediately evolve an Espeon and Umbreon just for the sake of the decks.
Yeah.
Not to be any good, but just to...
Nope. That's absolute crap.
Look at that whore. What's it like not being Valor? He's got a different woman telling him shit. By the way, is the red a man or a woman? Have you figured that out?
I think it's a dude.
I think I'm really attracted to this dude, though. Because I'm hoping it's a she, and she's pretty hot.
How many times do you have that problem?
What?
I'm hoping she. She's really hot.
Yeah, just gender identity confusion.
Yeah,
that happens.
No,
you know, the lights are off. The lights are off. There's zero.
I saw this really cute girl the other day. I know it's a girl because she had, you know, she was thin and she had boobs and everything.
And yes, then, as they tend to do.
And I saw her because I was pulling into a parking lot, and I let her go, you know, ahead of me because, you know, traffic or whatever. So she went ahead, and then I ended up like driving down the road a little bit behind her car and everything, and then we ended up going to Publix. So I was
okay.
She got out. I followed her home. Yeah. She got out and she started walking towards, she got out of the car. I was like, yeah, she's really cute. Then she turned around, started walking into Publix, and from the back, she looks like a dude.
Mm.
Just like a dude with longer hair. I'm like, that's kind of odd. I don't know how she was wearing shorts and everything. Because, you know, just odd. If you look at her from behind, she looks like a dude.
Wes, I'm going to have to go a moment of complete honesty with you here. You got to take what you can get. Right, Wes. Should not be picky.
I can be picky.
But what's your
I've been single for 7 years. I can be picky.
So you're playing off that you're not stalking her. You're just like she's in where were you at Publix, Target?
Yeah, we were at Publix. I was getting lunch.
She's deciding what kind of deli meat she wants.
Publix is a grocery store here in Central
Florida. It makes sense.
Yeah. And then you just approach her and they're like, what's your pickup line? And you're like, it's a nice set of hoots you got there. From the back.
If you want some meat, I got some really good.
It's from the Donald Trump book of pickup lines, isn't it?
I got some nice hoots.
It's like, I find the most erotic part of the woman to be the movies. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You should have chased after him.
I
like,
should
hey,
have.
You know,
I should have.
It's kind of a dude butt, but hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We're talking about how the Valor dude is hot and
check potentially.
All
right. Let me see what it looks like.
All right, you want to hurry up?
We're going on this tangent. We're doing this tangent. We're doing this.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna bring this up real quick.
All right.
Yeah. Here, I'll let you do that.
Do your talk while this is loading.
Okay. So the gyms are different.
Yes. Yeah. They have revamped this game dramatically. And I think much for the better. It's actually pretty cool what they're doing. So I think, like you said, you've played this game quite a bit. You're level 28, and you don't even like the gyms.
I don't.
You don't like them at all.
Nope.
So I think you're going to find this to be...
Have you tried the new gyms yet?
No.
It's a lot different, and I think you will certainly like it a lot more because of the way that they're doing it now. It's built around a collective team of six. It's no longer the... You level up the gym, and then the gym, you know, you gotta get it to level 10, and then you can have 9 Pokemon, and it just becomes this hassle to break it down.
It becomes this huge grind to try to take them down.
Exactly.
I saw a shiny Gyarados in a gym earlier.
Oh, yeah?
I have a red Gyarados.
I have a shiny Magikarp, but it sucks. I'm just not gonna involve it.
Let's take a look. And let's appraise your swine up here.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's a tough one.
Look at that. Kind of like
that. That is a tough one. I got no
like
idea.
Lipstick, don't you think?
I don't know.
You know, where's like... I feel like they should just let me like do microtransactions to get this thing in a bikini.
Hi, Rusty Shackleford.
Yeah, it's me. Rusty Shackleford. Do you guys know that reference? Are you familiar with that?
No.
In King of the Hill, Dale Gribble, his alias is Rusty Shackleford because he's a conspiracy theorist and
right.
He has all this weird stuff and he thinks people are tracking him.
I don't know if that's a dude or a chick.
John, you want to weigh in? Do you have any impressions?
You are
part of Team Valor, but
yes, I am.
You know,
and I've always thought that she was a chick.
But look at those
lips.
I
probably will agree with you guys. That's
not that it matters. I can access. You know, on your phone, you can access other. Never mind. Forget it. Gems. Let's talk about gems.
So what they're doing here, instead of this whole mechanic where you've got to like grind a gem to even get level it up to get your guy in, and then you do so only to have some dipshit snipe it from you. Mm-hmm. It's like you do all the work of grinding it up from level 7 to 8, and you do like 5 or 6 battles to make it happen, and then when you go to add your Pokemon, somebody cut them on. Mm. You know, that's really shitty. So what they're doing now, which I think is much better, is when Valor or Insight or the other one, whatever it is, when you take control,
Mystic.
Yes, you immediately get 6 slots, 6 different spots for a Pokemon.
Right.
And you can only have one, and you can only have one of a given species. So you can't just throw 6 Blisseys in a gym.
Sure.
And you can have your one Blissey, but then you're also going to have your one Gyarados, and you're going to have your one Dragonite and your one fucking Tyrant.
Right on.
Yeah, so whatever. That's
and a Bulbasaur for some reason.
Yeah. And then, you got your one fucking dingbat Pokemon that finds its way onto the list. And the way they do it now is they will deteriorate over time. It basically goes in with this heart above it, and this heart's at 100%. And as
them starving to death.
Okay. Yes. So over time, the heart will just deteriorate on its own, unless you yourself, the person that owns this Pokemon, goes back there and feeds it berries.
Odi is such a... Yeah, I own you.
Yeah, you capture it and you keep it in a ball and you own it.
Yes.
Like a bookshelf.
It just sounds so bad.
Or a
like you own Sherlock here. That's just messed up.
Yes, he is property.
Yeah.
He's a living
tax write off for his life.
He is a living creature and he is property. Yes.
Yeah, and there are laws that you can violate if anything happens to this dog.
Yeah,
by your own hand mostly.
Right. and. Sadly, they're hardly ever felonies. It's just like misdemeanors and a small fine.
It's like, yeah, you did turn that dog into chili and feed it to neighbors.
Don't do that again.
$200, and you can't own another dog for 2 weeks.
20 hours of community service out of the shelter. At any rate, we're totally off.
It's terrible. Animal cruelty is awful.
It is terrible. I hate horse racing. Getting that out there again.
But I love horses. They taste delicious.
They do, though, man.
They're like greasy beef.
So, when you get into a fight with one of these things, basically, I would say that your drain on their total life is probably like 20% with each battle. So, say you go into it with it's a strong Pokemon with 2,500 CP. That first fight's going to be tough, but you're going to take away 20% of its heart, which also equates to 20% of its CP. So now it's going to dip down to 2,000. You do the fight again, it's going to be about 1,500. Do it again. That's going to gradually deteriorate until the fights, one, become trivial. They're so meaningless that you're just mowing teams down. And the toughest fight is kind of that first one. It still lets you pair, too, with people from other...
Mm-hmm.
So
now, when they heal them or restore them, or the CP goes back up, though, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. They go back to full health. So whatever their max stats are... You feed another berry into it, and that's the thing. It takes, from what I tell, a while to actually just, if it's one is just sitting on its own, nobody's fucking with it, it's going to take, I think, at least a couple of days for this thing to completely drain and then come back to your hand. Hmm. And the payoff for doing so is so much better. Like, because it used to be the sort of thing where you would be like, you get one check-in every 20 hours to collect all of the coins from the gyms you hold, so you're going to be like, I'm going to grab these two, and I'm going to go over here and get this, and I'm going to cash it all at once. Which is not a fun way to play, I don't think. I think there's a better way you can do this, which is what they've done. Where it's built around the time that you keep your thing in the gym. I literally just today got my Dragonite back from being in a gym for not even a full day, and it gave me 50 coins.
Hmm. Holy crap!
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, if you can sustain that, and they turned a bunch of just standard Pokestops into more gyms. So they're doing big gyms now, which is great. It's, there's even more gyms, more room to put your stuff out there, a lot easier to turn them over, easier to put your guys into it. It's much more fun, and it feels more like Pokemon. To me, it also feels a lot more like Pokemon, the game itself that we play. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a bang-up job, and that's not even, like, the fucking thing that they did with these gyms. Which now they're doing these raids. Do you guys know about these raids?
Yeah, those look interesting. They're like, it looks like a gym, but there's like an egg in it?
Yes. And there's a countdown that happens where it'll alert you to it. And they seem to happen really frequently.
Well, they would have to because, I mean, you're walking around. I mean, It's not like, all right, that's going to be happening in 5 days. I'm going to have to make sure I come back to this particular Tijuana Flats.
No, I'm saying it's not even 5 days. I'm saying it's like 5 hours.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be frequent or else nobody's going to be able to, like, realize it.
Yeah. I mean, so I see them pretty much constantly. They're either currently in that state or there is another egg counting down above them.
Huh.
And what this raid is it basically makes a super-powered Pokemon for you. So, also, these gyms are now check-ins, and make sure you do your check-in, because you get raid passes. You can't just do raid fight after raid fight after raid fight.
Yeah, you need a raid pass.
One every 24 hours, and you get them from the stops, so...
I think I have two.
Good, then yeah, and what you can do, like, I did a raid pass where someone did it with a Magikarp, and... From the way that it seems like it's basically just a 10-stack multiplier, because it was 1,000 CP Magikarp, so it was 100 Magikarp. But I then also fought a 21,000 Flareon, which, by the way, if you can do it and you can beat it, you can try to catch it. So the one that I caught in return for doing so was a 2,100 CP. I imagine that's how it works. So you find a 30,000 CP Dragonite. You got a chance to catch, if you and your crew can beat this thing.
Now, is that everybody? Like, they have a chance to catch one Dragonite, or is it just one person?
Yeah, everybody gets one shot at it. Yeah. I did it with someone else, and we both got the exact same Pokemon that we could try to catch.
That'd be pretty good, because I have crap Pokemon. I think the highest CM Pokemon I got is...
Is there a way to tell what's going to hatch from the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just the egg hatches surprises, which is what's available here?
So yeah, there's just like...
Actually, my Kingler is my highest CP Pokemon at 1469.
Oh.
Ugh.
Jeez, you impoverished child.
I know.
So, there's an egg above it, and the egg counts down, and then egg hatches, essentially. It opens up, and you are explicitly told the Pokemon that's in it and its current CP.
Okay.
And I feel like I could just about have soloed that 21,000 Flareon. So don't be scared by the stats on them. Granted, that Flareon wiped out 5 of my 6 guys, but I caught him in the end. I beat him in the end.
You can take a team of 6 against it.
Yeah. You take your 6 best in there. And again, like, I've... Again, Rhydon still didn't have a field day against Flareon. He's going to be fucking A-okay.
Yeah.
So you can... It's not that intimidating, especially if you have someone else that you can play with that's kind of about your level. Two against one, you guys are going to tear these things down real easy.
Now here's some questions. The moves. Do they ever get different moves?
Yeah.
Like my Golbat, for instance, has a wing attack and air cutter.
Yeah, so they can learn different moves. I think that they're going to work in a way for you to change the moves, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
They're pretty good.
I understand there's a lot of there's other stuff that's in the works.
They don't learn moves as they level up, though, do they?
No.
Like, as you increase their CP, they're not going
to... It'll probably
really
be it'll be a heart. I would assume it's going to be like a heart scale kind of thing.
Yeah, like a heart, an item you can get from...
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be more like you just get 5 of them and they do different things. Like, I know I got a Vaporeon that's got Hydro Pump, Aqua Tail. I'm trying to think what the big water moves are. Like, they have different moves. I mean, like, I have two different Gyarados that I run where one has Crunch and a Dragon move? I want to say Dragon Rush or something like that. And the other one just has 2 Dragon moves. And they're both different Dragon moves than the one that the other has.
Mm-hmm.
So there seems to be incredible move diversity.
Yeah.
Now, is there another way to get candy opposed to making them your new BFF?
No. Not going to work.
No, you gotta catch them or walk with them.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah.
I'm 50 candy away from my Crobat.
I think we've brought this up before, but it'd be really nice if they had some sort of like candy exchange. Not necessarily a one for one, but if you have a ton of, if you have like 500 Pidgey candy, maybe there's a way you could trade that for 50 candy of something else. That's a 10-to-1 exchange ratio.
I don't know if this really counts, but what they do now is they have like mega berries, I guess you could call them. When you take down these raid gems, you get like enhanced versions of existing berries. So you probably can get at, because I know I've got a couple of these like mega raspberries, which make things super easy to catch, rather than, again, because they're so fucking cryptic, they can't tell you a percentage. They, you know, as raspberry just makes something easier to catch by how much, who fucking knows. So now you got ultra raspberries, which makes something like really easy to catch.
Do they skip over great raspberries?
I don't know.
Do they stack? Like, for instance, regular raspberries, if you use a couple on them, does the effect
stack? You can only use one per battle. You can only use one berry per encounter.
Oh.
So you couldn't use a pin app to increase the number of candy you get, and then use a Raz to increase the chance that you catch them.
They are, by the way, okay, I'm just calling them ultra rare. They're called golden. Golden raspberries.
Golden raspberries.
I imagine you could probably get a golden pin app, which I'm hoping is, rather than being plus two candies or whatever, it's plus.
I wish they'd be more generous with how many pin app berries they give out, because those seem to be the toughest one to get. Like the Nabab berries, like that's the third one, right? The one that keeps them.
Trash them.
Yeah. Those are damn useless.
Those are just taking up inventory space.
Yep.
So they've totally reworked this whole gym thing, is I guess what we're ultimately getting around to. And you guys should really test this out. I think it's great. I mean, I would so much rather just basically like pay attention and seriously do one gym enough to get my whatever the hell I'm using in there, and then have them come back a day later or whenever someone either takes them down and they just fatigue out, and then I get 50 coins.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I used to churn this game so hard to get those coins, and they've basically fast-tracked it, where if I can just do this every once in a while, 200, 300, 400, who knows, enough to not only keep myself flush with the things that I feel like I need, like the incubators to catch more eggs, but also just to, like, get upgrades, just to maybe buy things that I want to buy, maybe buy lucky eggs or something, buy things that are, like, not essential. Oh, and of course, they're doing this whole, like, the truly inessential is, like, the cosmetic stuff. They're adding more cosmetic stuff.
Oh, right.
So
customize your little avatar.
And they did a good job of making you a bigger feature of the game, too, because when you go into the gym fights now, your picture is behind the Pokemon.
Oh.
Like, that is a little creepy. It's also kind of, like, faded as well, unless you click on the Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Pokemon's being watched by a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they tell you the name, so you
like Patrick Sweezy and Ghost, where they help make the vase together. But, you know, it's like that. It's like
okay.
That.
Okay.
So, it's good. I think it also, in a weird way, creates a little bit more of a community, even if you can't put a face to the name. Like, I see all of the same people holding down the gyms around my house. Because they're out walking their dog, or they're out on a jog or something, and they're just like, all right, go ahead and check in here. Mm-hmm. Do this, like. So now it's sort of like you get to see a little more personality from the people in the game.
Cool.
So I think they've really really outdone themselves. They must be making so much money. Good for them. They're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they seem to be adding all of these great features, and they're listening to us. I think they never...
Us specifically, yes.
Yeah, this podcast.
Yeah.
The three of us.
Yes.
So much intro. The four of us, Sherlock.
Yes, he's included.
Yeah, no, I think that they do a really good job of like just brushing off the dissent that they get, because you know half of everything on their online says that they're apparently child murderers or something.
Yeah,
like people,
because
really,
the internet's a terrible place filled with terrible people.
Yeah, so I think they've done a really good job of changing the mechanics of the game to make it feel more like the original Pokemon game, make it easier for people like us to do the things we like to do, and just to like make a fun mobile game for free. I still haven't spent a fucking buck on this game, and I love it.
Yeah.
This is actually a run that's built off of my abandoned Alolan form run.
Okay.
Where I wanted to keep a couple Alolan things, but then also build around some fan favorites. My fan. I'm the fan.
Right.
Basically. My
some
things,
of your
things shit I like.
You're a fan of Pokemon?
I'm a little bit.
Huh.
I bring them up because the fantasy earlier, because one of the ones that I'm including is one of those disgusting holdovers from, like, I went kind of nutty with that because I had three different adamant fan piece. So they all have Fissure and Play Rough. Okay. So I'm building up one of those guys. I'm of course using a Togekiss because I can't help myself. I'm leaving two open spots on the team for things that I really want as I find them.
You're like wandering around. You're like, that seems all right. I feel like that. Let's do that.
Yeah, well, because like quite frankly, I enjoyed Salazzle, but I think I like the idea of Salazzle better than the actual thing.
Yeah.
It ended up being a little too soft.
Yeah.
It didn't do the fun things that I want a poison type to do, which is be a tank and heal itself and poison others. I feel like it was much more built around the idea of being fire type.
It was much more of a sweeper.
Like, yeah.
You really got to play your type alignments. And
I got tremendous... Or sorry.
No, that was it.
I got a lot of mileage out of Mudsdale.
Mm-hmm.
The last run through I did, and I just didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to play with any of the starters. I'm trying to think of like what else I want to do some of the more...
Wait, sorry. Did you say Oris, or are you playing Sun Moon again?
Sorry, so did I say Oris?
Maybe.
You did say Oris.
Shit, sorry. Habit.
Well, you played Sun and Moon again.
Sun and Moon. So, I basically... starting over the Alolan run that we didn't do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I did it.
Yeah.
Battles.
Good on you.
Good job, John.
Thanks.
How'd it go?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. It was all right. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but...
Was your Executor carrying the weight?
Executor did all right. It was a lot of Pikachu. Raichu.
That looks like fun.
And I had another Electric type. I am blanking on who the team exactly was, but...
You had the Golem.
Golem and Raichu. We're doing a lot of the heavy
Executor.
Yep.
Did you use Marowak?
I used Marowak, who wasn't awful, but also wasn't great.
Yeah, Marowak doesn't got great stats.
I was fucking carrying Persian, just dragging it along.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about
the Black Garfield.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so those are the core components of my team. And there are some other types like Delmise. I really wanted to play with Delmise.
Oh, sure.
I know that's going to be a late game thing. It's going to be tricky to get.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'll burn through other stuff on my way to getting to it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I kept my Muk, or my Grimer, my Alolan Grimer, because that was one that I think is going to be fucking great to play with.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, Dark Poison.
Yeah.
I've always liked Muk.
Muk's kind of a real powerhouse. It's really a surprise when you look at the stats and you're like, man, this thing actually is kind of... It has 100-plus attack, it's got good HP, decent defenses, it's good, it's really good. I just kind of always assumed the Mucks and the Coffins of the world were garbage, and it turns out at least Muk is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
And that experience share. What a great addition to the series, because that just makes it so much friendlier to do that sort of thing where, you know, you want to build a team, you know you're not getting one till late in the game, you just take some extra stuff with you just to keep team balanced to get the one you really want.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of funky stuff. Again, like I know Oris inside and out, I kind of want to get to that point in Sun and Moon where I figured out the Pelago and how to maneuver through the festival and all that stuff, and it's like you can clock so many hours just sitting there trying to figure things out, but sure once you get a better understanding of it all.
The Pelago is really useful, especially for EV training. I never really did figure out the festival plaza. I never got into tinkering all of that. But
me neither. You pick the shops and you get coins and you can convert the coins into stuff at other shops, I guess. I don't know either. It's a bit obtuse to me.
But the Pelago, like once you're able to expand your Pelago islands to get the one, just to, it's just a timer. You drop your Pokemon in there, you pick which EV you want it to increase, and then you just come back later.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
it's nice.
And
it's like
does it for you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm not. I know for fucking sure I'm not playing this game for the next 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Let's just sit these guys in
here.
XP. I'll pick it up later, or even level them, and it's like, all right, that's great. You're gonna be 5 levels higher.
Yeah,
way to go. I mean, granted, it's not the same as putting the penny under the joystick and sending them around the thing forever while they're in the daycare where they're just going to infinitely level, but hey, this is a convenient way to do it that doesn't feel cheap, like you're cheating.
Right, and it's a little bit slower than the what was it, super training?
Yeah.
And XY?
Not really.
It's a little bit slower, but it is so uninvolved. Right, but you don't have to grind through these mini games.
You can do two sessions. If you know what's a Pokemon you're going to do, you can basically do two sessions, and then 3 days from now, it's going to have max EVs.
Yeah.
And whatever you wanted it to do.
Yep.
So.
Which probably what you should be doing. No. Pick something to specialize in.
Yeah. Agreed.
Anyway. Let's, what do you think? Should we do this quiz?
Yeah.
It's 10 questions. They're not overly complex.
All right, well,
if the quiz is dumb, we'll just edit it out.
All right, well, let's take a break. And if we're back, that means we decide to keep the quiz in.
Yeah.
All right, great. Yeah, it's a group effort quiz. All right, Wes.
I mean, there's 10 questions, so we can do 5-5.
No, it's fine. Let's just run through it and see what we can do.
Yeah.
We do not need to make this overly complicated. We are unprepared. So, and you've already looked at the first question. What was the first question?
The first question, how many Pokemon can Eevee currently evolve into? How many Eevees are there?
Oh, okay.
I'll do that. I mean, just in my own head.
You just count out.
Flareon, Jolteon, Vaporeon, Umbreon, Espeon, Leafeon, Glaceon, Sylveon. That's it. Yeah? What do we get to?
I agree. Yeah.
What did we get to? You were counting. I was naming.
I wasn't naming. No, I wasn't
Shit.
Counting. I
was just counting. Oh my god!
But it's
three, you're one job right.
Three from the first gen.
Yeah.
Two from the second is five total.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the grass and the ice come in, but they're their own things. So
they're
it's seven, and then Sylveon makes eight.
Yeah.
It is eight. Yeah. Yes.
So we're smart.
Cool. Hit us with another one.
How many Pokemon types currently exist?
18.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I guess the 18.
Yeah, because like undefined type wouldn't count.
Yeah. Don't worry, it gets a little trickier.
Okay.
Which Pokemon type has the second least amount of Pokemon? Note this included Mega Pokemon and separate forms as their own individual Pokemon.
Oh, this is tough because we usually don't.
Ghost, Ice, and Fairy are the three least common.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain of that.
I'm pretty sure
those
Ghost
three
is
are
the
listed
most...
here as well as Dragon.
Yeah, there's a lot of dragons, actually.
Yeah.
Ghost is the least common.
I'm
so
pretty sure you're right.
Fairy or Ice? What do you think? Ice has been around
second
for so much
least
long.
Amount of Pokemon. Well, a lot of types got converted into fairies.
It's true.
And the game seems
to
like to introduce more fairies.
I mean, I feel like it would be Fairy, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was Ice.
But there are a lot of Ice types that get matched up with Water, too. Because you don't normally think of like Dewgong or Lapras or a lot of like the first gen stuff as ice types as well. Does it really have like? I kind of want to say Fairy as the second least common.
Then let us diverge, because I will say that it is ice.
Do we get the answers immediately? Or?
Well, it does.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm gonna go with Fairy.
I'm gonna select Fairy. I'm gonna be with John on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's ice!
Oh, good call.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I can't hear you guys. There's a sound of a dick in your mouth. Blammers. I know a lot about Pokemans.
All right, what's the next one?
If there was a hypothetical Pokemon that was all 18 types at once, it would only be weak to one Pokemon type. Which type would it be weak to?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
So if it has all types.
All types.
What's the one type it'd be weak to?
Let's start with the immunities, right?
Right.
So, like...
Dragon.
It can't be...
Can't be dragon. What we're looking for is one weakness.
It's one weakness.
It wouldn't be dragon.
Can't
because
be
it has
psychic.
Immunity. Can't be psychic.
What else has immunities? Flying is immune to ground. Can't be ground.
Steel is immune to poison.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Read the question one more time. What is a weak to what?
If there was a hypothetical Pokemon that was all 18 types at once, it'd only be weak to one Pokemon type. Which type would it be weak to?
Maybe it's the same type thing, it's Ghost.
Do you want me to say which ones it has listed here?
Yeah, let's take a look at the multiple choice.
Rock, Dark, Ice, Flying.
So we are looking like one of this hypothetical Pokemon is weak to one of those things.
Yes.
Say that one more time.
Rock, Dark, Ice, Flying.
Huh. And it's all 18 types, goddamn.
This is super confusing.
Yeah. So, if we were all 18 types, would it still be weak to? Let's just go through this methodically. Would it be weak to rock?
Does anything else? Fire.
You are currently fire, but you are also water and grass.
Well, fire is weak to rock. What resists rock?
Oh, I think it's all around.
Maybe steel.
Yeah. Water and grass.
But do we also have to take into account the fact that it's fire and bug that would make it four times weak to rock.
This is a giant headache of a question.
I feel like we need some chalkboard.
And
so what are the types? I'm just gonna make a guess. What are my types again that I can say?
Rock, dark, ice, flying.
Only weak to one thing.
Yeah.
I'll say dark.
I'm gonna go flying because why not?
I'm gonna go ice just to be different.
Okay.
So watch it
be rock.
It's actually rock.
Oh, shit.
did they explain anything about what this question is?
No, they don't.
This question is flawed. This question is flawed.
This is what we get for, like, fucking with internet quizzes. All right, let's go to the next one.
It's so good. How many non-legendary Pokemon cannot evolve? Nope, Mega Evolutions do not count.
Oh, my God.
Well, they give us numbers. I feel like that's going to help.
Yeah, let's see what the choices they give us.
You want the numbers?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking guess. 65, 71, 61, 57.
Oh, that's way too many to try to go down the list.
That's such an arbitrary question.
Yeah. I don't care.
60 fucking 100.
What was the third option?
61.
I'll go with 61.
I'm doing 57.
I'll go 71. It's to be different. It's 61.
Yes!
There we go.
Yeah, good for you.
Second deck,
though. Really fucking good.
I'm so good at this game.
Which generation of Pokemon has the most Pokemon with Mega Evolutions?
Ooh. I want to say 6, because that was where they were introduced, right?
Yeah.
Is it...
That's not an option.
Oh, really? What are the options?
3?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Probably 3 then. Because
you
got a lot of
starters.
Yeah,
well,
don't
all
three...
on top of just like the normal stuff, you get like fucking Sableye and Spearow.
I mean, I would think it would be 3 too, because when Auras came out, that's when the second batch,
all the starters,
Megas came out.
Unless it's the first gen, because the first gen does have things like Gyarados, right?
Two different Charizards.
Two Charizards. All the starters get one from that run.
Oh, that's a good point.
Who else?
Definitely not 2.
No, because like Ampharos.
Pinsir.
Doesn't Pinsir get a Mega?
Yes.
He's Gen 1.
Yes. Heracross gets 1, but he's Gen 2.
I'm still going to say 3, though. I think probably.
I'll go with 3. 1. I'll go with Gen 1. Want to be 4.
It's 3.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Gen 3.
A lot of things you wouldn't think deserve them get one.
Mm.
Again, like Sableye or.
Yeah.
Mawile? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Mawile is Gen 3. Yeah, Benet, Gen 3. You know what would be weird? If they had a second form of a 3-step evolution have a mega form. So then you gotta make that choice, like, do I keep this?
Oh, that'd be weird.
Do I let this become an Aggron, or do I keep it a Larion and
have it a
mega form?
That'd be interesting.
Well, that would be cool, because you could use different things. Well, there is already a mega Aggron. That might not be a good example.
I feel like it would have to be, like, one that would have to evolve through unconventional means, like a stone or holding a certain item, or else you're going to be sitting there fighting with, like, oh crap, I got to hold this so he doesn't evolve
matters to get to level 100, then it's fine.
Yeah, at that point, I don't care. Which of these abilities does not double the Pokemon's attack stack?
Okay.
Which of these abilities do not double the Pokemon attack stat? Pure power, sheer power, huge power.
Huge power.
Which
does.
Is what's in my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge power is what fucking Meryl has. It's like 2 Pokemon have it, and Meryl's one of them. I can't think of the other.
Aren't one of those, like, sheer power, huge power, and what?
Pure power.
I'm gonna say pure.
I think so too.
Because I don't even think I've heard of that.
I'm gonna go sheer power.
It is sheer.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, sheer says, power doesn't.
The sheer force.
Yeah, that also
that's what I know it is. But I don't know what sheer force even does.
There is something, and I think it might be something so either sheer power or sheer force, because sheer force is also a thing. Like, it doesn't...
It doubles
recoil damage or something like that. It, like, increases your power. But then there's one that...
Yeah, huge power straight up does give you more damage.
Maybe it doesn't
It doubles your attack stat. So, again, that's why it's coupled with Pokemon with really, really weak attacks.
Yeah.
All right, this is an interesting one.
Here we go.
How many Pokemon have branch evolutions? As an example, it gives you Gloom. Gloom could be Vileplume,
right.
Or it can be...
I wonder if Eevee counts.
The other thing, which I completely forget.
Eevee would count.
But what it counts as, like...
Whatever becomes... What, Blossom, whatever that is.
Gloom
becomes...
Blossom, yeah, that's the name of the thing. So Eevee... Poliwhirl.
Poliwhirl.
Slowbro.
Yeah. Snorunt. What are the options?
8, 12, 9, 10. Branching evolutions. I'm trying to think of what else does that.
The Hitmons? Yeah,
is
Hitmons?
Yeah, they got Tyrogue.
Yeah,
there's
6. There would be one.
Do any of the newer ones have a branching?
Where you can choose.
I think they haven't really done that in a while.
Ralts.
Yeah.
Or
Ralts
Kirkland.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's a good thought. There's Pearl.
Oh yeah, Clamperl.
Clamperl.
And then
Motham.
Wormple, yeah.
Wormple.
So it's 9.
Well, I don't know if Wormple could be counted as a branch.
When it comes Dustox and Beautifly.
You don't choose though.
Oh, interesting.
So
wait,
I don't
know
so that's Silkwood and Caspian.
Yeah. But it's based on what, their nature?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I gotta take that back.
That's still
right
branching.
Now I'm at 8.
That counts as branching.
It would have to be. But then you couldn't count Tyrogue either, because that's also based on, like, an attack and defense stat.
What about, like... Well, I guess that's really a form thing. Like, Sawsbuck takes different seasons when it evolves.
Yeah, that's a different... It's not actually a whole thing.
Different forms when it evolves. I'm trying to think. I feel like there might be more. There has to be more.
I'm at 8 right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 10. I'm going to say 10.
It is 10.
Yes!
Nice. Not bad.
This one's...
I don't know what the other ones are, but...
It doesn't tell you. I wish it did. Mm-hmm. Fire resists grass and is super effective against grass. Water resists fire and is super effective against fire. Grass resists water and is super effective against water. In other words, they make a type triangle.
Yep.
Which other trio of Pokemon share the same relationship?
Oh.
Well,
Flying Rock Bug. Yes. Hang on. Don't tell us yet. Let me think this out.
Well, I was going to say it because it's like you think psychic, dark, fighting, but then there's immunities. It's not
right.
Resistances.
So, let me talk this out. Bug is weak. Oh, wait. No. That's not going to work. Damn, because Bug is weak to both.
Yep. I'm thinking maybe like Dragon, Ice, Fire. No, because Dragon's not good against... Or Dragon's resistant to Fire.
But it's not super effective on Ice.
Fairy, then? What does Fairy do? Fairy, Steel...
Poison? No, because it brings an immunity into it.
Yeah, you're right. Fairy, Steel... Fire. No. But then... Because it's got to be... It's got to go both ways. I mean, granted... Fairy is weak at hitting against Wurstrick. Weak at hitting fire. But it's not, like, weak to... Wait, no.
Do we have options?
We have options.
Let's listen to the options.
There is Steel Fairy Fighting. Yeah. Dark Psychic Fighting.
No, that brings an immunity into it.
Fire Ice Ground. Rock Flying Fighting.
All right, well, Rock Flying Fighting. Rock is super effective against flying and resistant.
That might be it, actually.
No, it's weak to fighting.
What is? Rock.
It's weak to fighting.
Well, here...
But
rock
is strong against
flying. Rock resists flying and is strong against it. Flying resists fighting and is strong against it. Fighting resists... Does fighting resist rock?
Oh.
It's strong against it for sure, but doesn't resist.
Oh.
Hmm. Maybe not. Well, what are the other ones?
What was the first one again?
Steel Fairy Fighting.
Steel Fairy Fighting.
That one sounds right.
Let's talk that one out.
Fighting is strong to steel. Does it resist steel?
See, that's the thing. What does fighting resist?
Are we totally blanking
on what fighting resists here?
I have no idea what fighting resists here. I never mess with flying. Fighting. Fairy is weak to steel.
Yes.
Fairy is strong against fighting. Does it resist fighting?
Fits that.
Steel is strong against fairy.
And it's weak to fighting. We find ourselves in the exact same spot where we just don't know what
the What was the one involving ice?
Oh, fire, ice, ground.
Fire, ice, ground.
Fire is resistant to ice.
And is super effective against it.
Ice is strong against ground.
And is... Does ice resist ground?
Ice is kind of shit.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say it doesn't, just because it's shit. It's a fun type, but it's shit.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that I think it is fairy steel fighting. I feel like this combo makes sense to me.
Oh, it's not.
I'm going to... Stop it. Stop giving...
Sorry. I forgot to wait for you to guess.
I want to go with... We're not keeping score. But I was leaning toward...
You'd be winning.
Rock games. Fighting flying.
You were correct, sir.
Okay.
Nice. Here's a fun thing, but it's kind of like one of those questions like, I wasn't...
Is this like the Shaman question?
No. Which Pokemon was the first Pokemon ever created?
Oh, like synthetically?
There's actually a lot of questions. I didn't realize there was.
We'll keep going until we get bored.
Yeah, there's actually a lot.
What are the options?
So, you mean like in the real world that exists outside of the game itself?
I thought it was ever designed. Like, here we go. Rhydon?
One of the two from the thing. Rhydon or Gengar?
Rhydon? Rhydon wasn't in that.
Are you talking about like the opening screen?
That was Nidoran.
That was a Nidorino, but I think you might be right about Rhydon. Let's listen to the options.
Rhydon, Pikachu, Bulbasaur, or Mew?
I'm pretty sure you're right. I'm pretty sure it's Rhydon. Like, if they're talking about, like, what was the first Pokemon that was designed for the game?
Yeah. I kind of started it all.
I'm thinking it's Rhydon too, actually.
I hope it's Bulbasaur, because I love Bulbasaur.
I mean, he is number
sure
one.
I'm pretty sure it's Rhydon. Let's see the answer.
Oh, it is right.
Yes.
There it is. Oh my gosh. That's a fun fact, though.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Which Pokemon is the tallest Pokemon in the game?
Oh.
Alolan forms, probably.
See, this is where things start getting a little weird here. Mega Rayquaza.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Wailord. Primal Kyogre. Or Mega Steelix.
I'll say Mega Steelix.
How do you determine the height at that? Because they're
just
snakes.
Yeah, it's got to be length.
I'll say
Rayquaza, just because it's another snake.
Wailord?
All right, whatever.
I don't know how to decide that.
Sure.
And then here you go. Here's another ridiculous thing.
Okay.
Which Pokemon is the heaviest Pokemon?
Oh,
Mega Steelix.
Primal Groudon.
Yeah.
Answer.
I'll agree.
Boom.
I'll agree.
That was my go-to tiebreaker.
This is where the questions start getting weird, because they start throwing Megas into every answer.
Yeah.
Which Psychic-type Pokemon... Usually Psychic-type Pokemon have a pretty bad defense stat. Which Psychic Pokemon has the highest defense stat of all Psychic Pokemon? And we'll give you options. We'll just talk about this.
It's probably the one... It's a form. It's a form of that fucking squiggly guy.
No, what are the options?
Mega Slowbro. Mega Metagross, Lugia, Deoxys Defense Form.
That's it, Deoxys Defense Form.
Oh, it's bringing like both Megas and Defense.
It is not.
Oh, really?
I was actually leaning toward Metagross.
No, not that either. It is Mega Slowbro.
Alright.
Wow. Good for him.
That's actually good.
My first thought was Deoxys, because Deoxys has like crazy stats for whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Steel types are usually quite sluggish, but which of these steel type Pokemon is the fastest?
Excadrill.
Skarmory, Durant, Cobalion, Mega Lucario.
Oh, no. Read it one more time.
Skarmory, Durant, Cobalion, Mega Lucario.
Cobalion? He's a legendary, like one of the legendary deers from Gen 5.
Cobalion, I know you're right about
that. I didn't know he was steel. Was he like steel fighting?
Yeah, I think so.
They're like all fighting.
Yeah, the sword trio.
I'll say the Mega Lucario. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet to go with a Mega.
Yeah, it's Mega.
Bug Pokemon may not be the strongest out there, but which Bug Pokemon has the highest attack stat? Genesect, Mega Beedrill, Mega Heracross, Mega Scissor.
I'll say Mega Heracross.
I'd go with Heracross on that one, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Which ability raises the Pokemon? Yeah, it's Moxie. Alright. That one's true.
That's a great ability. I love that one.
That's a great one.
I had I think it was Gen 6. I had a Scraggy with Power Up Punch and Moxie. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Ground Pokemon usually have a pitiful special defense stat, but which ground Pokemon has the best special defense stat?
Ooh.
Claydol, Golem, Mega Camerupt, Mega Garchomp.
I'll say Mega Claydol.
Is it just Claydol?
I think it's Claydol too.
Hang on. What? Read them one more time.
Claydol, Golem, Mega Camerupt, Mega Garchomp.
That Mega Camerupt is pretty enticing. I'll stay with Claydol. I feel like Claydol's got good
stuff. I'm gonna say Garchomp. Why not?
It's Claydol.
Okay.
Let me find one that doesn't have freaking Megas listed. That just sucks the fun out of it.
Gosh.
It's almost like Megas killed the fun of the series in general.
Which generation Pokemon didn't introduce any new fossil types?
Oh, that would be Gen 2.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's not like the questions I normally ask.
Which Pokemon
excluding
type?
These three things and including these four, which thing divided by five adds up to 146?
No, that one's not tough. Dark Pokemon and a high HP stat aren't that common, but which Dark Pokemon has the highest HP stat? Mandibuzz, Yveltal, the legendary, Tyranitar, or Skuntank?
Skuntank feels like a curveball, right?
Does. What was the very first one?
Mandibuzz. That's what
I feel like Mandibuzz has one high stat. And I think it might actually be HP.
You used a Mandibuzz, right, John?
I have not used a Mandibuzz for a run-through, no, as much as I love Gen 5.
So, what were the options against Skuntank?
Mandibuzz? Yveltal. Veltal.
Yveltal.
Yveltal, whatever. Fractar. Tyranitar, and Skuntank.
Are we pretty much in agreement that it's not Tyranitar?
I feel like Tyranitar's got some stats, but I don't
think he does.
Think
he has the high. He's a pseudo legendary. He's got
600 stats. Good for him.
Yeah. I don't think his HP.
I'm gonna actually say Mandibuzz. I don't know why I think Mandibuzz, but
I'm kind of leaning toward Mandibuzz too.
That's the legendary. That's boring.
That is kind of a boring answer.
Red is the strongest trainer you can face at the end of Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal. Along with their remakes, Soul Silver and Heart Gold, what six Pokemon are at Red's team in the original Gold, Silver, Crystal?
I actually had no idea about that.
Oh, it's Charizard, Blastoise, Venusaur, Pikachu, Snorlax, Lapras.
No.
Oh, who'd I miss?
Not Lapras.
Oh.
Espeon.
Espeon, huh? I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Okay.
I think they're wrong.
He kills Gary.
Yeah, he kills Gary
and then takes his Eevee.
Right.
Well, Gary had Umbreon.
He was responsible for Cinnabar Island exploding, which killed Gary in the process. Damn it.
Yeah. And he also murdered his Raticate after the first time he fought him.
And many others.
Yeah.
It's actually a great theory, because that whole thing got approached, and the Game Theories guy, he did a really interesting breakdown about how it's just probably not true.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that, sure, it does point to the fact that maybe you did do this, but it's just like there's a million things about the game's lore that conflict with itself before you can even make that statement as a fact. So he says that it probably did not happen.
So the first 10 of that was actually really interesting, and then they were just throwing Megas and Legendaries into the questions, and it just got dumb.
Yeah, at that point, I'm sure there's a guy in front of a spreadsheet. He's like, oh, these are some great questions. And then the boss's head bursts through the door, and he's like, give me 50. He's just like, oh, fuck you. There's 50 questions.
Which mega form sucks the least? Anyway. I think we're done here. We got anything else?
Yeah.
Next week we're doing the mini show, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
We have another quiz going.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, I got some.
Ryan's gonna be prepared opposed to me not being prepared.
Oh, sorry.
I got a fun quiz ready for you guys. And some stuff to talk about. I've been playing some games.
Yeah, I got some games too.
I got Final Fantasy 15.
That'll be good.
That'll be pretty good. Yeah, that'll be pretty good.
Nice. The quinceañera of Final Fantasy games, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah. It's okay. I still prefer 9.
You have a nice car?
Well, I mean...
Huh? You have a nice car?
Nice car. The car's actually my least favorite thing in the game.
Really?
It's really fucking annoying.
I hear that when you get to a certain chapter, you're going to start to miss it.
Really?
Yeah. It it turns into a pretty linear game after... Which, you know... I also hear that you can go back to the open area.
I don't know. I got to think on it. I got to play some more. I got distracted by Bloodborne, so I haven't played in a while.
Okay. Well, and then the Super Nintendo was after that, which we'll probably do a little bit more in-depth discussion of the Super Nintendo Classic Edition.
Yes.
Ryan, you were not here for when we talked about it last. And then we'll wrap it up with the official show.
Yeah, how's your junk feel?
What?
Is it good?
Oh, it's okay. Are you guys about me or BC?
Both, but I mean,
damage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, till next time, everyone.
So long.
Later.